Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you have reached out looking for things you could do to make money. You're worried about you don't have enough savings in your retirement. I don't think the majority of us do. Social Security benefits are getting more stark. If they could keep it funded, I just look at the decades of money mismanagement. All the money we put in for Social Security should be there with our name on it, plus interest. Not sure what the heck happened. But healthcare costs are rising. And so retirees are looking for things they could do. And it's a good time, by the way. It's a fantastic time for somebody who's a retiree to work, because we still have lots of remote jobs. There's been some employers who have been jaded by younger individuals who, you know, have a party or are hungover and don't show up. And so they think they could eliminate some of that. Not to mention there's individuals who are looking for full-time work and all the benefits and paternal leave. But a retiree who's looking for a part-time job, they could hire a couple retirees and maybe get some good work ethics, save money on benefits because the retirees are already on Medicare. So believe it or not, retirees could be very attractive in the work sector right now. But what can you do? I mean, it took me forever to learn how to program my VCR. please don't ask me to program. So when I look at what my parents have done, or my parents did, I mean, my father was a fix-it. He's long passed, but he knew how to fix appliances. And there, I think, is a huge market for handymen, handy women, people who know how to fix something. Isn't there a company called Rent a Husband? And it's supposed to be just for fixing. not very feminist, but Rent a Husband. Where, and I looked at that and I asked my husband, I go, oh, this is good. Yeah, can he be shirtless? And apparently, if you need somebody to fix something or kill the spider, you could rent a husband to do that. It's a cute. I don't know if the company still exists, but I saw that. That was pretty interesting. But there's many individuals who their home warranty doesn't cover something, they got water heater issues, and if it's something that you've known how to do and you could do, people waste so much money buying new appliances and new equipment. So if you could fix something, I think that's great. Another thing that I think is a great skill that's worth a lot of money that people would pay for is meal prepping and meal planning. Now, many individuals, the younger generations, are a lot more health conscious these days, but they don't know how to prepare their food because they grew up in the fast food era. And so one job you could do is give me a grocery budget. I will add my fees onto that, and I will have ready-made meals for you. All healthy, all fresh. I'll show you the receipts. And then I'll have your Monday, your Tuesday, your Wednesday. I'll have something you could freeze and use for Thursday and Friday. And doing the shopping and the meal prepping doesn't have to be full-time. And that could be pretty lucrative, especially if you do that for 5, 6, 10 families. So, you know, bookkeeper, people say bookkeepers, somebody who needs to manage accounts. Even though there's Excel and QuickBooks, you know, with tax season, and there's been a lot of need for bookkeepers. And many baby boomers knew those skills. Some companies are hiring. I'm looking right now at Wealth of Geeks. They said, if you serve on board for a nonprofit corporation, it could be lucrative. According to the National Association of Corporate Directors, compensation could go up to $115,000 for a large private company seat on a board. At the same time, public corporation could go up $214,000. So that's interesting. I thought you had to go on a board, you had to donate. Because any board I've been on, you had to donate money to help out the thing. But there might be some boards that are hiring a business or management consultant. You have many individuals that want to start their own business. If this was something that you had done and you are now out of the game, but not entirely, you could become a consultant. According to PayScale, the average annual base salary before bonuses for a management consultant was $88,628, a business consultant $75,000. And if you're a consultant, you could choose your own hours. Administrative assistance. My mother knew shorthand, could type 100 words a minute, 210 key. She still has those skills. There's engineering jobs, logistics supervisor, a technical writer. I was offered a job to review articles online to make sure the grammar was correct. I know the baby boomers know the grammar. Professors, you don't have to do that full time. Quality assurance inspector, home inspectors, park rangers in the nursing field. Oh, there's a slew of needs in nursing. Home care nurse, first aid instructor, school nurse, medical sales executive. They apparently have opportunities for seniors, travel nurse, security guards, drive for Uber or Lyft. It's a way to make money. Oh, look, personal chef. See? Meal prep, personal chef. A lot of people want to say that they have a personal chef. That doesn't necessarily mean you're Gordon Ramsay. You're still chef. Tutoring. Adjunct professor, research, a lot of things. So, photographer, freelance writing, customer service rep. So reach out. If you have any issues finding something, I'll inform you of some things you can do. 1-877-DOT-BELLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend
your life with Extend Advice. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, our producer today, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you have been told by your doctor that you need to watch your weight. Some of you had said, thank you for telling me. Because I can't tell in my selfies and my filtered pictures because I know how to crop things out. Some of you have accused your medical provider of fat shaming you. Well, the job of any sort of medical professional is to make sure we put your health first. And being overweight, not weight appropriate, but overweight can lead to major health consequences. And if your medical provider isn't telling you, who is? Now, something that people are not bringing up is that their child is overweight. And parents, see, I'm not a pediatrician. And one of the reasons why I'm not a pediatrician, I love kids. And I do love taking care of kids, but I didn't want to all day be dealing with the parents. Taking on parents as patients is a walk in the park. But parents of a kid demanding things, and you're trying to do what's best for the kid while the mom is screaming in your ear, it's not easy. I'm not saying all parents are like that. But the pediatricians have a very fine line of not only making sure that they're doing the what's best for the child, but making sure the child's not being abused, making sure that the parents aren't doing the wrong things for the child, and then making sure the parents are happy. Otherwise, the parents won't come in and won't even go to the doctor. So doctors are having a tough time saying, how do you tell a kid, how do you tell a mom or dad that their child's weight is too big, that their child is fat? Well, so what I've done with anybody and is I would say, would you like to look at the growth chart with me? I love engaging the patients with the data. So when we would have the blood results, I would roll up my chair. Remember, I wasn't wearing skirts. I didn't have to, so I could be in scrubs, so I could roll around the room and not have to worry about not looking dainty. And I would say, all right, come up here, move over, bring your chair up. I would use the medical bed in the room as a table, and I would lay out the labs going, this is what we have. Here's your cholesterol compared to last year. Here's your blood sugar compared to last year. This looks good. This looks good. I would go through it all, make sure they were comfortable with it. So you could do that with your adult patient or your child's patient with the weight. You could bring out the growth chart and say, all right, let's look at how your child's growing. Ooh, looks like we see a growth spurt. Look at that. Look at that. Hey, you big boy got taller. On the weight chart, Mom, well, let's look at this a little bit. We're kind of at the 90%. We want to be here. So let's work together on trying to get them back into this normal range. Now, if somebody infers that as fat shaming, go find another doctor. I mean, it's as nice as I could be. But if a parent's not listening, say, look, we got it. You know, I'm really worried about diabetes, high cholesterol. Would you consider us doing a blood test to check his thyroid or her thyroid? Check her cholesterol level. And these things don't just happen miraculously after you turn 18. Now, interestingly, there's a study looking at the countries with the largest under 5-year-olds. And it's interesting where the numbers come. Libya took the top spot. Almost 3 in 10 of the under 5s are classified as overweight in Libya. That means they have almost a 30% obesity rate in kids under 5. The World Health Organization has warned that obesity is moving in the wrong direction and shows no signs of reversion. Libya came in number 1. Australia came in number 2. Tunisia, number 3. Egypt, number 4. Papua New Guinea, number 5. Greece, number 6. Paraguay, number 7. Trinidad and Tobago, number 8. Ukraine, number 9. And Albania, number 10. Now, the UK, because this is being reported by Daily Mail, came in number 22. The US, 53. So we are not the most overweight in the under 5s, but we do have a lot of issues when it comes to weight. The least overweight nations were Myanmar, in terms of those kids under 5 years old. Myanmar, Sri Lanka, Timor-Leste, Madagascar, Yemen, Nepal, Gambia, Ghana, Burkina Faso, and Kiribati. Again, we aren't sure about the nutrition status and if those are countries that do struggle. But the most overweight, Libya, Australia, Tunisia, Egypt, Papua New Guinea, Greece, Paraguay, Trinidad and Tobago, Ukraine, Albania. That's a lot. But what was very interesting is Libya was close to 30%, Australia 21.8%, Albania 13.4%. Now, they say 37 million kids under the age of 5 are now overweight globally. That is 4 million more than at the turn of the century. And these are countries that should know health, should know, I mean, unless many of their products have been, are being bought from, you know, companies like from America that have a lot of sugar. I would have expected the U.S. to be higher. But remember, this was a study only looking at under 5-year-olds. So when you look at teenagers and adults, it could be a little different. Let me see if I have any of those numbers. There is a study looking at the prediction of which country is going to be the biggest. Let me see if I have any data on that. And I apologize, my computer's taking a long time. Because some countries are going to be having worsening. So they say predictions of the quote-unquote fattest countries in 3035, men would come in number two. Now, I believe this includes adults. Tonga would be number one. United States came in number two. Samoa. Number three, Saudi Arabia, number four, New Zealand, number five, Kuwait, Jordan, Australia, Malta, and Canada being the heaviest countries for obesity by the year 2035. For women, a little different. Women, for America, they were down to 29. Tonga, Samoa, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Oman, Kuwait, Algeria, Botswana, Libya rank in the top 10. USA, women would be the 29th in terms of that. Now, yeah, I don't know what I really do with a lot of this data. If somebody tells me America's doing better than other countries, I really don't care. If I think you're overweight, we have to do something about it. I'm overweight. I am not the weight I need to be. And we forget, and we think we're doing enough exercise. We think we're eating enough. I've been very, very good to not eat a lot of sweets and to cut back a lot of things, but my metabolism stinks, and I want to be slimmer. And when you have the genetics that I do, it's uphill. And yes, genetics does play a role. Just because you have genetics and you are more genetically inclined to gain weight doesn't mean you can't lose the weight. You could still lose weight. You're going to have to work harder. You're going to have to work a lot harder. I'm never going to be a size 2, but I was a size 7. There's no reason why I can't be a size 7 or size 9. Well, I would wear junior clothes because they were cuter, so that would probably equate to a 6 to 8. Yeah, I was able to wear it one time. I should be able to wear it again, but I haven't seen size 10 in a while. Not cool. So what do we do? How do we get our weight in control? Well, that cookie you don't need. The frozen food dinner. Eat something healthy. Have a bag of spinach and some vegetables, or every time you're hungry, you grab some. And if you have a sweet tooth and you really want something sweet, fine, but please eat, you know, a handful of spinach first and drink a half a bottle of water. If you do that, maybe you'll crave sweets less. But I think the reason why a lot of us eat and crave is we're tired. We are poorly rested. And people will eat when they're tired. They'll go to food for energy. They're not necessarily hungry, but they're tired. Well, sleep better. Do you have sleep apnea? Are you getting oxygen when you sleep? Do you need to be put on CPAP? Are you sleeping enough hours? Are you drinking alcohol, and is that messing with your sleep? Do you have dogs and cats who are waking you up in your bed when they shouldn't? And you have to yell at them in the middle of the night like I do. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. It's 18 years in prison for Stuart Rhodes, the founder of the Oath Keepers. That's the sentence on his conviction for seditious conspiracy surrounding the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Inside the Capitol, more back and forth on the debt ceiling.
If we default, if we come close to default, there is only one person to blame, and it's Speaker McCarthy.
Washington State Democrat Pramila Jayapal on the debt ceiling showdown. McCarthy, though, remains confident.
We will get this done, and we will have a better bill because of it.
The House has passed a bill that will bump fentanyl to a Schedule I drug. The goal is to stop drug makers from avoiding prosecution by making small tweaks in the chemical makeup of their products. The Supreme Court's dialing down Uncle Sam's ability to regulate wetlands in a case from Idaho. The court says a federally designated wetland must be connected to a larger body of water. Richard Johnson, USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in, getting my video up and running. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, I've had to start wearing makeup and a bra, you know, at the studio because I'm doing more TV stuff. So, so if you do ever see me and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, she's actually getting dressed up to go to work. We do. Most people in radio do dress up. I can't stand that people think we do our show in our pajamas. When I had surgery and I was doing my show from home post-op, I still dressed up and I still did videos. You could see the cats and all that, so, no, we do, I think I just need to do that where I get dressed up, ready to go, just feel more professional. So one thing that has really bothered me has been the restrictions on men who have sex with men donating blood. I would hold drives, blood drives, at universities, and my students who would want to donate blood, I watch them getting rejected. and have to leave. They want to donate blood, but they couldn't because they had sex with men. And what frustrated me is knowing many of my patients who would say they weren't having sex with men and married, but on the side doing it, it didn't make any sense that you could have two people walk up to a booth to be screened, one tell the truth, one lie, and the person who lied gets to go ahead and still donate blood. And the person who told the truth gets turned away. And we, as a result, have to screen the blood anyway. We're screening the blood for a slew of infectious diseases, including HIV. So if somebody, let's say someone's married, and the wife goes, let's go donate blood together. Okay, great. And they're filling out questions and all that, you know, any sex with partners in the last 6 weeks or 6 months, you have sex with men, no. Yay, we're both doing blood together, and then we'll both have lunch. What if the person's lying? They get to go ahead and donate, but we still have to screen the blood. We have to screen everybody's blood. I diagnosed a kid with HIV. Mom didn't know. Child was tired, was getting sick, white count was low. So I ran an HIV blood test. Mom said it was okay, and I told her, I go, your child has HIV. She goes, maybe he got it when he was a baby. There was a transfusion. Many people don't even know if they have HIV. So we have to screen everybody. But saying gay men can't donate doesn't make any sense anymore. Then tell everybody. When you look at the sexual partners of many individuals who may claim that they're heterosexual, they still can be at high risk for HIV. So I think those rules are becoming more and more obsolete. So we have a little bit of a change. So now what the blood banks are going to do, which I think they've been doing, because when I go and donate blood, I see the questions, is they basically ask everybody the same questions. So each donor candidate is going to be required to answer the same set of screening questions, regardless of sexual orientation, sex, or gender. So then the eligibility would be determined. So with these new guidelines, blood donor eligibility now will be based on one's responses to screening questions rather than saying all gay men can donate blood. The FDA, according to Dr. Peter Marks, director of the FDA Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research in D.C., said the FDA has worked diligently to evaluate our policies, ensure we had the scientific evidence to support individual risk assessment for donor eligibility while maintaining appropriate safeguards to protect recipients of blood products. The implementation of these recommendations will represent a significant milestone for the agency and the LGBTQI+ community. They say the FDA is committed to working closely with the blood collection industry to help ensure timely implementation of the new recommendations, and we will continue to monitor the safety of blood supply once the individual risk-based approach is in place. So where this all started was back in the 80s, the HIV epidemic, and understandably so, scared a lot of people. And transfusion was a method of getting HIV. And hospitals had to work overtime to make sure that blood product was free of that before giving it to a patient in the height of the epidemic. And so one way to ease that pressure was a ban. And it just never, here we are 40-some years later, we have still been refusing men who have sex with men to donate blood. So the ban continued until 2015. In new light of new testing and treatment developments, the restrictions relaxed a little bit, where they said men who have sex with men were permitted to give blood if they didn't have sex with a man in the last 12 months. Now, what that, though, did, which I found frustrating, is my friends who are in a committed relationship, in a monogamous relationship, couldn't donate blood. So, you know, to me, that also was a little counterintuitive. I get how you want to avoid promiscuous heterosexual and non-heterosexual individuals having sex and then donating blood, but you would have individuals in a committed relationship and they couldn't. So then the next change happened in 2020, where the time frame for abstaining from sex with other men was reduced to 3 months. So now all donors will fill out questionnaires, gauge their level of risk. Anyone who reports having a new sexual partner, multiple sexual partners, or anal sex over the past few months, regardless of sexual orientation, will not be permitted to donate due to the chance of recent and undetected HIV infection. If you're taking medications to treat or prevent HIV, you would be deferred from donating. These medications include antiretroviral therapy, the PrEP, as well as PEP, post-exposure prophylaxis. Even though the drugs are safe and effective, we don't have, we believe it could delay detection of HIV by currently licensed screening tests, according to the FDA, and they don't want any false negative results. So I think we're getting there, and that is starting to make a little bit more sense, but this all-out ban of if you're gay, you can't donate blood made no sense to me because people could lie. Now, can people lie on the questionnaires? Can they say, oh, I don't have multiple sex partners, or I'm not taking the medications? Yes, they can, which is why the blood bank still screens. All the blood is screened. Because, again, we have to understand that the average person might not even know they have it. Anytime I diagnose HIV in somebody, they weren't expecting it. They thought they had something else. They thought they used enough protection. They thought they were in the clear. And it's, what? So it's not, you don't have people who are very well aware of their diagnosis. It's always a surprise. So we have to screen. But I'm a huge advocate for blood donation because we need blood. And we need a lot of blood product. Thousands upon thousands of units a day. And we have eliminated a huge number of the population, and we would be eliminating more now that we have fewer and fewer individuals going the traditional heterosexual, homosexual designation, but along the spectrum of LGBTQ+I, it starts to, you know, limit more and more individuals who feel like a blood bank would be accepting of them if they want to help save a life. And I'm telling you right now, I have diagnosed HIV in heterosexual individuals and married individuals and kids. All blood needs to be screened. And thank God these blood banks do an amazing, amazing job. I even get a text when my blood is donated and it's going to the hospital. Your blood is on the way to the hospital now. And then I always like to watch the news to see if anybody's, you know, bathes naked in the Bellagio again, because I think whoever gets my blood is either going to have a huge affinity for glitter or be dancing in a fountain naked. I don't know why, but 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so when I get a story, and I'm not exactly sure what the heck is going on with that, I don't like to talk about it on air unless I've been able to do some research. And I have to, you know, I want to make sure you guys don't get news that makes no sense. And because there's a lot of BS out there. And there's also a lot of clickbait. When you guys hear the term clickbait, it's many companies want you to go to their site. They're spending money on advertising, or they're trying to attract advertisers. For those advertisers, they need to show that there are multiple hits. And so in order to get those hits, what they need are people to click. So we call it clickbait with a lot of these stories. And I get very frustrated because, like, my husband had group text the family about Dak Prescott, Cowboys leaving the Cowboys, was traded. I'm like, no, he wasn't traded. No. But what it was the headline said Dak Prescott's favorite tight end was traded. Like, why don't you just give us the name of the tight end? Why do you do Dak Prescott? Well, because it was clickbait. So we need to be careful of that. So this next story I wanted to be careful with, and we are being told, which I think is a little clickbaity, but it's important to talk about, is how a man who was vacationing with his wife in Italy underwent a sex marathon for about 24 hours and now may possibly need to sustain an amputation of his genitalia. And when you saw that, you're like, what the heck is going on? So this is what I found out. And it's an Italian article. I know very little Italian. I could sometimes use my Spanish. But with translation, this is from what we understand. He's a tourist from Germany. And he and his wife were vacationing in Tuscany. He underwent a very, very long sexual marathon and needed Viagra and ecstasy to help maintain that. He ends up getting very ill, goes to a hospital in Tuscany called Grosseto Hospital, and I believe he had to be admitted to the ICU. He ends up going into sepsis and then septic shock, and I believe he's currently undergoing treatment with fears that some of the body parts that have succumbed to the septic shock may need to be amputated. So the headlines you're seeing all over the place is a man is about to be amputated because he had a 24-hour sexual marathon. So what exactly is going on? Well, I am a little confused. I have been to Italy, and it is romantic, but 2.5 minutes is fine for me, okay? I don't understand why somebody would spend the time and money to tour a foreign country to spend 24 hours of it in a hotel room, okay? Have the sex and then get out and enjoy Florence and enjoy... I went all the way down to Pompeii and Naples and just enjoy Italy, okay? I don't see why you would want to prolong being indoors. So that was one question. Number two is, Viagra should have been enough. You know, Viagra is a phosphodiesterase 5 inhibitor. It relaxes smooth muscle, stops this inhibitory mechanism that allows the blood to stay to maintain an erection. That should have been enough. Ecstasy, or MDMA, 3,4-methyl-dioxymethamphetamine is a stimulant. It's also a hallucinogenic. Now, usually people swallow ecstasy pills. You can inject it. So I'm wondering, because we don't have all the details, and maybe it's because I've been married for so long that I'm not in the dating game, but are people injecting this into their body parts? Because somehow this gentleman got an infection. For you to have sepsis is where you have an infection that ends up going into the bloodstream. I think former President Bill Clinton had a UTI that went into the bloodstream and he had to be hospitalized for urosepsis. Sepsis is an infection that you get somewhere that can go into the bloodstream. When it does go into the bloodstream, it could later turn to septic shock where your blood pressure drops and you have less perfusion, hypoperfusion to your organs. Whenever your body goes into shock, it is going to try to salvage your brain and heart and the central important organs, and it doesn't really care about the pinky fingers and the fingers and the hands and the toes. So when you hear people went into the hospital and had to have multiple arms and legs amputated, it's because they probably went into septic shock, got gangrene. What ends up happening is when you lose blood supply, the fingers, they start turning colors. They're not getting flow. The skin starts to die. The tissue starts to die. And then that in itself can breed more infection. So then you sustain amputations. Well, what other extremity is out there dangling? Well, the penis. So genitalia could be very easily affected by septic shock. I'm just confused as to where the source of the infection came from. Now, maybe sex for 24 hours could cause chafing? Maybe he got cut? Maybe there was something else? So we're still a little confused. But I wanted to talk about it because, one is, some people last longer than other individuals. But number two is, when I hear that somebody has a sex injury, it's because, not that they did it wrong, but they were trying to attempt something that doesn't necessarily have to be attempted. And I think there's a lot of misinformation when it comes to sex. And so, didn't somebody inject a foam that you use for insulation? He had his partner inject the foam so that it could cause a more erect event. Where are they getting this from? I don't understand. Why would you mix Viagra and speed? That could cause some major blood pressure issues. I don't understand. And are they reading about that? I mean, he's 50 years old. You would think he'd know. But there's I think, other sorts of goals that are out there that people are trying to attain, and they don't necessarily have to. And I'm just telling you, having been to Italy twice now, all right, stay out of the hotel room. Enjoy Italy. You don't necessarily have to be locked up in a hotel room for 24 hours. And the sex marathons are not all as they're... I've never, again, undergone one, but that's got to hurt. That's got to be uncomfortable at some point. That's got to be exhausting. And now, what I am seeing in the medical field, and you see movies make jokes about this, is Viagra's expensive. At one point, Viagra was, I think, $10 a pill early on. So patients, just like what we see with people in fentanyl, they spend so much money on their high that they don't want it disrupted. They want to get the most for their money during that time period that their high or fentanyl is working. Well, same thing with Viagra, where the gentleman who took it and spent a lot of money for that pill wanted to get the most use out of it. Not just a one and done. And so they would, well, let's do it again. Let's do it. Almost like, well, if we need to have sex at least 10 times a month, let's just do it all now so I don't have to keep spending money. It doesn't work that way. You have a refractory period. It takes time. Okay, I'm no expert on sex, but come on, 24 hours? 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.